Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
St. Elizabeth, Queen of Portugal,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today, as I said, is the feast of St. Elizabeth, who is the Queen of Portugal, and she was actually the grandniece of St. Elizabeth, the Queen of Hungary. And she's oftentimes is depicted in, obviously, the royal garb, but then she either has a dove or an olive branch in the picture, too, to symbolize the fact that she was truly a peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers, as our Lord says. And even at the very time of her birth, it was a sign was given that that is what she was to be her whole life long, a peacemaker. They say that when she was born, her father and grandfather were not getting along too well at all. They had their fights and their quarrels and everything else. But at the time of her birth, it was such a joyful event that it brought them back together. And as a child, she, in a sense, you might say, kept peace in her family because she was such a virtuous and holy young girl. And she was the pride of the family and the jewel of the family, too. And they say, the father said of her oftentimes that she was so virtuous and so holy that she was the reason that her family and their kingdom had so much happiness. It was all owing to her. Well, she was married at the age of 12. Back in those times, that was very common to marry that early. So she did marry at the age of 12. She married a certain Dennis, who was the king of Portugal. And as a wife, she dedicated herself to the education of her children, and that was foremost in her mind. But then after that, she wanted to please, obviously, God first, but her husband secondly. And it was a very rough marriage they had. He was unfaithful to his wife, and it caused much problem. But good St. Elizabeth always stayed faithful and always prayed for his return, and eventually it paid off. And we'll hear more about that perhaps later on in the little sermon today. But on one occasion, I think it had something to do with this. In fact, it did. There was two pages that worked under the king. One was jealous of the other and so accused one page of committing sin with St. Elizabeth, and told the king all about it. And the king became very upset, very angry at this, and he devised a plan to put the one page to death. He was falsely accused, the first page was. He was falsely accused, the sin never committed, it was committed. And the king devised a plan that the page was to be burned in a lime burner, as they said. And so he told the lime burner, the man that was burning all the lime, he said, this is what is going to happen. The first page that comes to you today, you put him in the lime burner and you burn him and kill him. And so the page was then ordered to go on an errand to the lime burner to be put to death, but he didn't know that. And he had... on his way, he had the custom of going to daily mass. And so on his way to deliver his message, he stopped by the church and attended mass. But because he was late to mass, he then stayed for a second mass. Now in the meantime, the king talked to the other page, the false accuser, and said, why don't you go down to the lime burner and check to see that this was carried out? And so he did. He was the first page to arrive there, and he was put in the lime burner. And the innocent one was saved by divine providence on that case. And his innocence was found out, as well as the queen's. And And Dennis, the king, repented of this, and you might say that was the beginning of his conversion at that point. But in any case, she was famous for very many miracles. She fasted on bread and water for about half the year she did that. And at one point she became ill, and the physicians had told her, well, you better drink some wine, it'll help your illness. But she refused to do it. She wouldn't listen. And so on one occasion, when she was drinking her water, our Lord turned that water into wine, and she drank it. Our Lord is pretty well known for that, working that miracle, I guess you'd say. But many times she would kiss an ulcer of a sick person, and it would be healed. On one occasion, she gave sight to a lady that was born blind, and then on many other sick people, she'd make the sign of the cross over them, and they would be healed. And then, of course, the most famous miracle was the miracle of when she was giving alms. When she was known to have gone out in disguise, remember, she's a queen, so she would disguise herself and then go out among the poor and give them some sort of an alms. And the king didn't like this and forbade her to do this anymore. And on one occasion, as she was going on her holy errand, she was all disguised, and the king caught her and said, what do you have in your apron or cloak, whatever it was that she was wearing? And she said, roses. And he didn't believe her because it was the middle of the winter. And so he said, well, show me. And thinking that he would find bread or money. Well, sure enough, even though she was really carrying bread, sure enough, she opened her cloak and the roses fell out. A miracle of our Lord. And she was allowed to go and fulfill that errand too. She worked many other peacemaking things. She, at least one more, after the death of her husband, and this one was miraculous too. She was towards the end of her life and quite ill, and her son and grandson were having some sort of a feud, and they were about to have a big battle, fight a huge battle over this, and she being sick, but she being a saint, she pushed herself out of bed, and it says that she walked right out onto the battlefield, right in the middle, and she said that, I will not leave this battlefield until you have made peace with each other. And they did. The battle was averted, and they made peace. And so truly, she's the peacemaker. So if you have any peace that needs to be made in your home, she's your gal. She's the one that you want to go to and to pray for. And remember, though, as a concluding thought, we're all meant to be peacemakers. It's one of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the peacemakers. But it's not easy to be a peacemaker. It's not easy by any means. It requires a great deal of self-sacrifice and self-forgetfulness. Because you're going to put yourself in between two fighting people. Well, you're going to get a lot of slack from them. So it's forgetfulness of self and a lot of confidence and a lot of prayer. And that's how you make peace in your homes, in your families, and peace in your soul too. So let us today then take her as our model in being peacemakers, and pray for all of one another's families. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.